Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Isaiah chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 4 through 12 very quickly. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. The people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, Thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler. Let us this ruin be under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be an healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. For in Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. They show of their countenance doth witness against them. And they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat of the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy thy way of thy paths. I personally see America here in Isaiah chapter 3. America has changed so much in the 57 years that I've been alive. We know the rapture is closer than it's ever been each day that passes. But it used to be that adults were leaders and ran things. People used to respect their boss, business people, parents, and even politicians led to a certain level of right even in America. There's nothing wrong with a leader leading followers. Now, leaders are turned out to be these mean, evil, wicked people, and followers are supposed to tell the leader what to do and what they're going to do. It used to be that adults led schools. A teacher used to have the ability to lead and to teach and to discipline students. Now, teachers are way overpaid to babysit and propagandize kids with filth and evil and communism. The students rule the schools, and sports have become a god in our schools. We have children taught to make babies in grade school and wonders why so many children have babies in high school. We are totally insane. God tells us here in Isaiah chapter 3 that there is going to be a generation just like this. America needs a revival of godly, manly leadership. I'm for every lady, don't get me wrong. But God said that he's going to choose to lead through men and adults. I'm going to make a statement here that may hurt some of you, but maybe it will get you to think. I love every person. God knows I want to reach every person that I possibly can, every color, every size, every age, everyone. I want a church full of children. I want a church full of teenagers. I want a church full of adults. I want a church full of senior citizens. But may I say something? We need to have a revival of adults in America. America has been forgetting to teach children to become adults. We are teaching children to be children. Now we have adults in age who act like a child. We need America to grow up. We need Christians to grow up. Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, society is not supposed to all be about the child. notice it says that babes ruled over the adults. You know, Psalm 127 verses 4 and 5 talk about children being arrows. Did you know that arrows are for shooting? They're not for display. They need practiced with. So when they are needed, you can shoot them and hit the target that you're going after. I've done a lot of bow hunting in my day. I didn't buy arrows just to set them on a shelf and look at them and say, look at the arrows I have. They need tuned. You have to make sure that the fletchings and the broadheads are in line with one another so that the arrow will rotate and fly correctly. They need cared for so they don't break. That's exactly what God says children are supposed to be. They're to be practiced with, and so that every time that they're used and they're tuned and they're finally ready so that when we fire that arrow, they're able to do what they're supposed to do. Children are to be trained for life, not protected from life. Our world wants to protect children from living, and adults now don't know how to live. The arrow is not to control the bow is to control the arrow. Children need taught to be an adult by obeying adults, not just obeying the ones they want to obey. They need to respect positions of authority. And by the way, God says in Isaiah 3 that fashion is not to be a leader. You know, the label on a piece of clothing does not make one a leader. The price of a piece of clothing does not make one a leader. And by the way, ladies, it doesn't matter what the size is on the tag. Who cares? It needs to be modest. So we need a revival of adults to become adults. Number two, adults need to train children to be adults, not to be children for the rest of life. I realize you have to teach a child to be an adult a spoonful at a time, but keep spooning it in. Teach them to make decisions and suffer the consequences if they make a wrong decision. Don't try to give them the answer to make the right decision all the time. Let them suffer. Teach them to love like an adult, not like a child. Teach them to hurt like an adult, not like a child. Teach them to follow like an adult, not like a child. Teach them to, at an age-appropriate level, I don't believe in being a tyrant, but teach them to be adults. And lastly, today's world's philosophy is Isaiah 3. We're not supposed to accept the world's philosophies and bring it into the Christian child rearing. You know, it used to be that children were seen and not heard. Now, everything in the world is about the child. Focusing on children has allowed education and government to become God in America. Now, we have government-trained adult children. We have allowed education to bring the maturity level of adults down to nothing but a child. Isn't it amazing? You go back to our forefathers. George Washington, as a teenager, rode his horse on horseback through the area where I'm sitting right now and surveyed much of the East Coast, the Virginias and Kentucky and Ohio and Tennessee. He did that as a 14-year-old boy, and we still use exactly what he used then. We need to take God's word and help people grow up. God give us adults. God give us a revival to train adults to be adults and not to train them to be permanent children. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.